All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. You may remember hearing this story last summer. There was a mastodon skeleton unearthed on private property. This was in West Michigan, and portions of that skeleton are now on display at the Grand Rapids Public Museum in a special exhibit called Ice Age, Michigan's Frozen Secrets. Joining us right now to talk more about this, science curator at the Grand Rapids Public Museum, Dr. Corey Redmond. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
Well, and thanks for joining us. Let's just kind of put this into perspective for everybody, how big a discovery this skeleton was last year.
Yeah, so it was found August 11th of 2022, and then we excavated all the bones the following day, August 12th. And it was a really unique, it was a big discovery. It was really, really cool. I was fortunate enough to get the call from the Kent County Drainage Commission to come up and, you know, their Busher Development, the construction crew that was working for the commission was doing a big drainage project. They were putting in a new culvert under 22 Mile Road just northeast of Kent City, and they came across some large bones. The Busher Development, the construction crew, reported it, and Kent County Commission basically put a call out to local museums and universities to see if they could find somebody to come up and identify them. And as soon as we got on site, we quickly realized that, yeah, they were mastodon bones. And it turned out to be really quite complete. So we know now, after studying the bones and counting them up and doing some, you know, repairs and gluing back together, that the skeleton is 75% to 80% complete, which is just fantastic. I mean, anything over 20%, you're super excited about. So it's a very, very nicely preserved skeleton and very complete. We didn't end up finding a skull or tusks, but we do have a beautiful, complete lower jaw with a full set of teeth. And that's one of three bones that we put on display as part of this Ice Age exhibit.
Boy, that is so cool. What an amazing discovery. And that's, you know, for somebody in your position, you don't get calls like that every day. That had to be pretty exciting when you found out that this was taking place.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Those calls don't come in every day. And it was, I was really fortunate that just happened to be in the office at the time and was able to go up there and take part and lead the dig. It's been a great experience. And it's been really fantastic how so many people in the community in West Michigan and even all over the nation have really gotten excited about the discovery and have really kind of tuned in to wanting to know more information. And that's why we wanted to put a couple bones out associated with this Ice Age exhibit that we're opening for the summer, because we know there's been so much interest. And even though the bones aren't done drying, we've set them up in such a way that the public can still, you know, get to see some of them. And, you know, it's still not going to affect how they're preserved, or it's not going to cause any damage to them. So we wanted people to have the opportunity to see at least a couple of the bones. And just, you know, because there's been so much public interest and public support, and it's been fantastic.
It'll be on display as part of the Ice Age Michigan's Frozen Secrets display throughout the summer over in Grand Rapids. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. What is the long-term plan for these bones? Are you going to create a larger display, put them together as best you can with what you have?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're already in early talks about what do we want an exhibit to look like. I mean, the goal is to put the whole skeleton on display. What that looks like, we're not entirely sure. I mean, we do have a large percentage of the skeleton, 75 to 80%, but that still means that there's a lot of bones missing. So, you know, if we want to put it in standing articulated position, you know, entire skeleton, we'll have to make some casts or some exact replicas of the missing bones, or, you know, maybe we just splay out all the existing bones and their kind of life position on the floor that people can walk around. Though, you know, we're still in those early talks, but the goal is to put them on display so they can be viewed by any and everybody that wants to come.
What are some of the things that you can learn from a discovery like this? I mean, obviously we knew that these creatures probably did wander around Michigan, but what else are you able to learn by examining these bones?
Yeah, so one of the unique things about the Clapp family mastodon, and you know the skeleton is named after the donors, the landowners, is it's a young animal, so it's still growing. And you can tell that by looking at the bones. They're not completely fused like you find in adult animals, including humans. And finding a young individual, we think it's probably between 10 to 20 years old, closer to the 10-year mark. We're still doing further research on that, taking further measurements and comparing that to other mastodons that have been found in Michigan and kind of the northeastern part of the U.S. But we think it's probably closer to 10 years old. Usually when you find mastodons, they're adults. So, you know, having, you know, a specimen representing a certain period of time in their growth cycle is really important and unique.
Well, that's really interesting. Tell us, if you can, real quick about the Grand Rapids Public Museum. People on this side of the state maybe haven't been over there and are interested in coming for a visit to see these bones and check out the Ice Age Michigan's frozen secrets display.
Yeah, so the exhibit with the Clapp family mastodon bones in it, you can see the exhibit. It's not an additional charge. It's just with entry to the museum. Yeah, and we hope lots and lots of people come out. If you need further details, just go to grpm.org.
We will check it out. Hey, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Redman. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Dr. Corey Redman, science curator at the Grand Rapids Public Museum. The mastodon bones, a couple of them on display as part of Ice Age, Michigan's Frozen Secrets. And it basically showcases the creatures like mastodons that roamed North America, including Michigan, during the last Ice Age. The exhibit designed to give visitors tactile experiences with the Ice Age and reinforce subject matter taught in the classroom. Also, by the way, at that Grand Rapids Public Museum is another, maybe a little too close to winter for this. Maybe wait until a little later in the summer to check it out. But it's called Snow, Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, which includes an immersive snowstorm experience, giant interactive snow crystals, and all about snow. But anyway, that's at the Grand Rapids Public Museum, or made in Michigan on 1380 WPHM.